Welcome to Haywood County Schools Report. This is Jill Barker, Assistant Superintendent, and your host. Today, we're talking to Haley Prince, a teacher at Junalisk Elementary School and Haywood County's Teacher of the Year. So we're excited to have her this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
If you don't know Haley Prince, you should go watch her teach sometime at Junalisk. She is dynamic in the classroom. We're so proud of her. It's a huge honor. And so we want to know, tell us about yourself, Haley. Tell us your background.
Well, I'm originally from Haywood County, and I went through elementary, middle school, and high school all in Haywood County. And that is what inspired me to move on and become a teacher and return to the county to teach. Originally, I wasn't going to go into teaching. I had thought about it, but chose another path, and ultimately I decided that that's where my true passion lies, is with children. And so I, after receiving one degree, went back and became certified for elementary education and have been at Junalisk ever since. And that's about 7 years now, and I've taught, interned in third grade, and then I've taught fourth and fifth grade. But my passion truly lies with K through five.
You do a great job. So what was your first career path
going to
be?
My first career path was going to be in Christian studies, possibly children and youth ministry. So still you have that children's aspect, but I wanted to be in the classroom.
Yeah, well, we're so glad you chose that. So that was interesting. I didn't know that about you. So you've loved kids for a long time, and our kids are fortunate to have you. So you get selected by your peers at Junalisk as Junalisk's Teacher of the Year. That's a huge honor in a school full of wonderful teachers. Tell us about that and the selection process there.
It is a huge honor, and I feel very blessed and fortunate that my peers thought enough of me to choose me. At the end of every year, we have a process where through ballots, teachers are picked, and ultimately at the end of school, they're named as Teacher of the Year for that school. And then in the summertime, you have to create a portfolio that is for Teacher of the Year for the county. And the process with that is, once the portfolios are reviewed by a panel, and the panel is made up of many different people throughout the county, one being the Teacher of the Year from the previous year for the county, another being a school board member, and another one being someone from the county as well as central office personnel. But there's about 7 people on the committee, and they read through your whole entire portfolio, and then they come for classroom visits, and they come into the classroom and they watch you teach for just a brief amount of time and take notes while they're in there. And then that afternoon you have an interview with the committee. And I didn't realize, but the committee does not communicate about you at all throughout the whole entire process, which made me feel even more in awe that they chose me, because that's, I thought they might discuss, but they all apparently were on the same page, and that was a huge honor. Once they review the portfolios and interview everyone, then there's a nice banquet usually at the country club, and we go and we're served a nice meal and get to socialize with the principals around the county as well as the other Teacher of the Years from the various schools. And then Dr. Nolte gets up and he is able to give a little bit of a speech and a presentation, and they have a nice slideshow of each Teacher of the Year. Brings tears to your eyes.
It does.
And then he announces the Teacher of the Year for the county, and I was fortunate enough to be chosen for this county. And from there, you move on to Teacher of the Year for the region and applying for that.
And you've already had your interview.
Yes, you have to add a few things to your portfolio, and then you also have another interview, and if you're selected, then that committee will visit you and come to your classroom and watch you teach. And they should make a decision sometime in January.
Well, we wish you the best of luck. They couldn't ask for a better Teacher of the Year. I know when you sit down and you start working on that portfolio, Haley, it's very extensive. But I also know, having helped people and guided people through that process, you know, you want one thing to come across. You want them to read that and think, I want to make sure they know this. What is the one thing you wanted to make sure came across in that portfolio about you?
I think one thing that I really wanted to come across was I had a true passion and love for children. That's very important to me, because as a teacher, if you don't have that, I feel like you're not going to be very successful, because if you have that love and that passion, it's going to filter all through your classroom. Your children are going to know it. Your principal's going to know it. Your colleagues are going to know it. And their parents are going to know it. And it makes things so much easier because that helps to establish the relationships and build them to where the problems just kind of go to the wayside because the children feel valued and they feel special. And you, in turn, have a great feeling from that.
And I agree with that so much. And we talked earlier before we started and just about the value of relationships. And I can see that with you. When we went to Junaluska after Haley was awarded Teacher of the Year and her students were waiting on the steps, chokes me up talking about it, but they could not wait until she pulled up in that car. And they were hugging her and running for her. So it was a beautiful moment. Nice. I've got it on video. Did I tell you that?
No.
I need to send it to you. I did. I captured some of it on video. So it was a very special time of the year.
Yes.
I want to ask you, as a teacher, if you were going to have the opportunity to speak this year and to counsel other teachers, what would you tell them? What sets you apart? What is your message that you could say to, especially like young teachers who are first starting out?
I feel like if young teachers realize the importance of establishing a relationship with that child at the very beginning of the year, right when that student walks in the room at Meet Your Teacher, if they establish a relationship with that child and work on that all throughout the year, it's going to help their classroom to feel like a community, to feel like a family, and also to send the message that everyone in the classroom is working on something, whether it would be achieving a higher reading level or even working to get on grade level in reading or working on something as simple as their math multiplication facts, or even students that are working on tying their shoes or battling different various home life situations. If teachers will start from the very beginning sending that message of we're all here, we're a family and a community, and we are working together to support each other, that sets the tone for your classroom, and positivity comes from that and helps to create positive relationships with your colleagues, your peers, your support staff, as well as your principal, and beyond that to parents and grandparents, because they feel like their child is valued and very fortunate and lucky to have you. That's one of the most important things that I believe is important in the classroom, as well as classroom management. I think those things go in hand, and to me, if you establish all the other stuff, classroom management at that point becomes just second nature to you.
You know, so you've been teaching 7 years, mm-hmm. and you're at the heart of everything. I told her earlier, you could say the same about principals. You know, you establish relationships, and I love to hear you say that. That's a great message for our young teachers and for all teachers and in the profession. So Junaluska Elementary, I went there when that school opened. I was in third grade. And so I know in my heart that school always held a special place to me and the community at that time. It was just a beautiful new place. Every school has their own identity. Real quick, tell me about Junaluska's identity.
Junaluska's identity is that we are a family. And like a family, usually at the beginning of the year when we bring new staff members in, we will talk about how we are a family and we care about one another and we support one another through everything, not just in education, but beyond things that are happening in the school system. And if someone in our staff loses a loved one or a tragedy happens, and we've experienced those, we come together and we are a family to love and support one another. Even though sometimes as family members, we might not always agree or things might happen, we set those things aside or we work through them to where we just have that love for each other and that support. And it's a very special place. And I feel like because our staff is that way, that helps to trickle over into our children and our classrooms. I feel very fortunate to be there because it is such a wonderful and special place.
It is. I think you captured that very well. It was a family then. It's a family now. And so I just want to thank Haley Prince and congratulate you one more time. I'm proud of you. I think you've got a long road ahead of you in education. And so hopefully, you know, we'll continue to see your successes. And please go visit her. Go see the teacher here in Haley County at Junaluska Elementary. But I want to thank you again for being our guest today. And listeners, thank you for listening. And have a wonderful day, Haley County.